Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
You are listening to GCN.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming into the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And, of course, we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-800-259-5791. But please don't call in for the time being, because hopefully we're going to have Pastor David Whitney with us. David, are you there? Well, I guess not. He'll be with us in just a moment or two. But as you know, David is with the Institute of the Constitution. He's an ordained minister, but he works part-time trying to get people to understand the foundation of our freedom, which was written basically to preserve our God-given freedoms. And as it says in the Declaration of Independence, after referring to the fact that we had certain God-given rights that were given to us by the Creator, and to preserve these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their power from the consent of the governed. In other words, to preserve our God-given rights, governments are instituted among men. That's what our form of government was all about. And what was the God-given rights? Well, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, which was, of course, really a takeoff on John Locke's idea of life, liberty, and property. Because, of course, if you can't own property, why, you're not a free man. But you see, there have always been those on the other side who would have a dictatorship in America because they have a different dream. They believe in a ruling aristocracy, and there have always been those who wanted to rule over other men. Most people just as soon be left alone, but of course that's not the way of the world. There is a power elite. They've always wanted to gain control. They've been working to gain control here in the United States since the days of Alexander Hamilton, who was closely tied to European financial interests and wanted a king and wanted a dictatorship in America. And in recent years, they've taken control of both of our political parties. They've instituted a financial system that gives them unlimited funds by which they bought up the media and the industries and the mineral wealth. And the politicians of our country. And that's why we're where we are today. But we still have a constitution, and these people are lawbreakers. And even some of them have been elected to high office and sworn an oath to uphold a constitution which they hate and despise, and which they are not upholding. And our job, of course, is to bring out the truth. And with that as the background, Pastor David Whitney, thanks for so much for being with us again.
Oh, it's always a pleasure and a blessing, Dr. Stan, and especially appreciate your audience, people who care enough about their country to study these things and learn about what their part is. And as you said, it's a crucial part. We need to understand these things because the Constitution is not a self-enforcing document. The design, of course, is that the three branches of government, the legislative, the executive, and judiciary, would be a check against one another. But if the three conspire together to take away our God-given rights, and the three of them conspire together to violate the Constitution, it's we, the people, that have to be the final check upon that kind of tyrannical power that they can, and in our day, they are exercising. So it's critically important that American citizens understand the document that is the supreme law of our land, understand what its original intent was in the minds of our founding fathers, and that's not that difficult to delve into. You can read the Federalist Papers, you can read Madison's notes on the debates that took place in the Constitution Convention. There's many ways to gain an understanding of what did they mean by the words that they said in the Constitution, and those words were intended to be a fixed standard by which all actions on the part of the federal government was judged, as well as the state governments.
Amen to that. And, of course, remember also that the state governments were to be a curb on the federal government, but they have limited the power of the state governments, taken away their representative, who is our senators, and, of course, everything is to be centralized in Washington.
Shelley, you look exhausted. Oh, wait, why did you turn that down?
I get so tired of that girl's squeaky voice. I'm sure the bed fan works, but that squeaky voice.
Well, what's the bed fan?
It's a fan that helps hot sleepers stay cool at night.
I could use something like that. This menopause thing is really getting to me at night, and you know how I am about doing that hormone therapy thing. Besides, you're a hot sleeper yourself. You're always throwing the covers off in the middle of the night.
I guess you're right. Why don't we try it? Just think how nice it'll be to sleep through the night.
Yeah, and just think how nice it'll be this summer and all the money we can save on air conditioning.
I know where we can get some more information.
Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? The bedfan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
That's bedfan.com.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest, David Whitney of the Institute of the Constitution. David, you pick up the story.
Well, last time we were together, we talked about the Fourth Amendment and its critical importance. If you were to outline the subject matter of the Bill of Rights, the first three Bill of Rights deal with religious freedom and freedom to keep and bear arms, and the third, the freedom to not have your home invaded and occupied by the army. The Fourth Amendment on to through the Eighth Amendment all deal with the criminal justice system, the rights you have whenever you come in contact with the police or with the judges or with the court system in any way, shape, or form. And the first way in which you as a citizen would be investigated as to determine if you have broken the law, committed a crime, it would be what the Fourth Amendment protects you against. That's unreasonable searches and seizures of all your private papers, and any unreasonable searches and seizures are prohibited by the Fourth Amendment. And as we discussed last time, that Fourth Amendment has basically been gutted by the Patriot Act and then the renewed Patriot Act II, that basically say the government can spy and investigate and look into your mail, your email, your phone conversations, your financial statements, anything they want to investigate on you without getting a warrant from a judge, which is the whole design of the protection of the Fourth Amendment, that if the police want to investigate you with probable cause that you've committed a crime, they have to bring the evidence of that probable cause before a third party, a judge, who's supposed to be independent, and that judge would weigh the evidence and determine whether or not they had probable cause to do a search. And then in the warrant, he would specify specifically what place would be searched and what things were being looked for. It gave no fishing expedition rights to the police to come search every part of your residence or your car or what have you. And this is being violated in our day, which tells us that those in power have an intent. And that intent is to put every one of us in a position where we could be arrested and imprisoned on charges that they trump up or on an investigation that they rifle through our personal effects. So the Fourth Amendment was designed to limit government's authority to invade an individual citizen's person and their property unless there was very good cause that, and that had to be proved to a judge in order to take action on that. Well, if the police investigation does produce substantial evidence against you, that's when the Fifth Amendment kicks in. And in the Fifth Amendment, your personal as well as your property rights are protected. The first statement of the Fifth Amendment deals with the grand jury, and many people don't understand the function of a grand jury as opposed to a petit jury, the jury you normally think of when you see a courtroom. Well, the grand jury has the function of serving as a buffer between the state and the individual citizen being charged with a crime. And the reason this is our founders knew that King George and his court system abused the judiciary repeatedly against the colonists and would trump up all kinds of false charges and drag them into court. And any time a person goes to court, it is an enormously disruptive process to the rest of their life. So if they're a businessman, all of a sudden they're out of work, they can't do their job for weeks, maybe even months at a time. Furthermore, going to court is extremely expensive just to defend yourself against false charges. You may be exonerated in the end, but it might cost you tens of thousands or even these days hundreds of thousands of dollars to actually defend yourself, to keep yourself from being falsely accused, falsely imprisoned. And so in order to prevent the government just going after anybody it wants to and dragging people through a court system which would strip them of their assets even if they won the case ultimately, the grand jury is designed to look at the evidence that the prosecutor has amassed against this individual that's being charged with these crimes. That is, in the cases of capital crimes. And as they look at the evidence, the jury, just as the judge was to be an independent, objective observer and determine whether there was enough evidence to have a warrant to go search, now the grand jury functions in a similar role, that it is to look at the evidence that the prosecutor has amassed against this individual and to determine whether there is sufficient evidence to take this to trial. That is the evidence persuasive enough that this ought to go to trial? The grand jury never determines guilt on the part of an individual. And this, again, is a misunderstanding that's, I think, promoted in the press when you hear about a grand jury indicted so-and-so. Well, most people think, of course, that person's guilty. The grand jury indicted him. No, the grand jury did not determine the individual's guilty. They simply determined that there is enough evidence that this ought to go to a trial for another jury, the petit jury, to make a determination of guilt or innocence. The grand jury is not making that determination. They're just determining if there is probable cause, and they're serving as a fact-finding body, as a check against the government. And in order to be a check against the government, they truly need to be an independent body. That is, they need to avoid ever becoming a rubber stamp for the prosecutor. So the prosecutor brings evidence to them, evidence against the individual charged, and they can take the prosecutor's evidence, but they are also charged and given the power to do their own independent investigation. They just should never take what the prosecutor says or the evidence the prosecutor presents as, face value, that it's true or that this is substantial enough to take this to trial. They need to do their own independent investigation, but they will never hear that from the prosecutor. Prosecutor will never tell the grand jury what their true job is. He'll basically tell them they're his rubber stamp. Of course, he won't use that word, so he'll be a lot slyer and a lot smoother than that, so that they will be sucked into doing what he wants them to do, but they are not to do that. They are to take his evidence. They are to weigh it against their own investigation of the charges against this individual, and really a grand jury is free to investigate in any way, shape, or form that they choose the particular cases that are brought before them to consider, and as they do that, their job really is to be a check upon the government. And so they need to recognize that the prosecutor has a very strong self-interest in dragging as many people into court and convicting of many of them as of crimes, whether they're innocent or guilty, because it improves his career. When he has a lot of prosecutions, people look at his career record and say, wow, yeah, there's a really great prosecutor. Look at that. Look at his record. And so they're going to advance him. They're going to give him promotions. He's going to make a better salary. It's in his self-interest to get as many cases into the court system, and as many of those cases wind up being convictions, because they put more notches in his belt.
But, of course, David, the thing is, it should be based upon justice. It should be based upon, is that person really guilty? And so many of the prosecutors will violate the law themselves and withhold evidence, will bring in a testimony that they've gotten from people who've been put under pressure, threatened with being sent to jail themselves if they don't testify as the prosecutor wants. And what we have done is allow the corruption of our legal system. And until we get back to honesty and justice and this idea of right and wrong, not winning or losing, that's what it really should be about. It should be about justice, about God's justice.
Amen. And if the grand jury does its job, then it avoids many useless, needless, and unjust cases from coming to court. And so they need to weigh the evidence carefully, do their own investigation. And if you ever serve, anybody in your audience ever serves on a grand jury, you need to do some research into what our founders believed a grand jury was, what they designed a grand jury to function as. There's many countries around the world that do not have a grand jury. It is one of the protections that we have, even though it is not functioning properly because most people don't understand its function. But as a grand juror, you need to educate the other grand jurors, because probably none of them have ever heard this and will never hear it anywhere else, which is why, Dr. Stan, I so much appreciate your programs. You get the truth out on subjects that are hidden and need to be brought to light in order to recover our constitutional republic. Well, in a side note here, along those same lines, what the Fifth Amendment is indicating, no person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime unless on a presentment or indictment of a grand jury. What this is talking about, referencing capital crimes, is crimes that are worthy of death. Crimes that a person can be put to death for having committed. And further on in the Fifth Amendment, it speaks about any person to be subject for the same offense twice, to be put in jeopardy of life or limb. In other words, our founders were saying the death penalty is an appropriate penalty in certain circumstances and certain crimes in our system of justice. And it's important to point this out, because later when we get to the Eighth Amendment and look at the details of the Eighth Amendment, the modern interpretation of many courts, including the Supreme Court, is that that capital punishment really is cruel and unusual punishment. Well, they might have that idea in their own mind that capital punishment is cruel and unusual punishment, but it was never in the mind of our founding fathers. No, not at all. They said that capital punishment here in the Fifth Amendment is part of a system of justice. There's a debate going on here in our own state. The governor's wanting to put a moratorium on the death penalty, and it's ridiculous. The death penalty has been on the books, and I think in the past 10 years, 3 people have been executed in the state of Maryland. It's almost non-functional. But there's this big debate going on, and there's this hue and cry about human dignity. Oh, my, we've got to protect human dignity, and if we take a person's life, we're destroying human dignity. Well, wait a minute. If that person has murdered and taken the life of another human being, God says in his word at the in Genesis chapter 9 that if you shed man's blood, your blood is to be taken in retribution for the evil that you have done. Why? And it says why. Because you were made in the image of God. The very fact of human dignity, every human being is made in the image of God. If you strike at the image of God, it's like striking at God himself. And if you take the life of another human being, you forfeit your own life. And so if it can be proven that you premeditated murder, first-degree murder, the death penalty is appropriate, and our founders clearly believed it to be so, and it is stated right here in the Fifth Amendment.
Amen to them. Well, we're going to be back in just a moment with Pastor David Whitney right here at Genesis. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey, Jane, how's it going?
Gosh, I'm not doing so well. Even though I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do, my blood sugar is way out of control.
Oh, Jane, I'm sorry to hear that.
I have to monitor my blood sugar again. If there was only something natural I could take that would help control my blood sugar that really works.
Have you tried Sucroblast?
For millions of Americans who can't keep their high blood sugar levels off their minds, there's Sucroblast. Sucroblast is the all-natural way to help keep your high blood sugar levels under control. For a limited time, you can get a free consultation from a Sucroblast specialist. Call 1-800-99-HEALTHY. That's 1-800-99-HEALTHY. Or visit them on the web at MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com. That's MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com.
So, Jane, what do you think?
I'm going to call Sucroblast to set up a free consultation right now.
Excellent, Jane. You'll be glad you did.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Pastor David Whitney of the Institute of the Constitution. We're talking about our amazing Constitution that was established to limit the power of government. For our founding fathers believed, as Thomas Jefferson did when he wrote, "In matters of politics, speak not to me of confidence in men, but rather bind them down for mischief with a change of the Constitution. Limit the power of the politicians, and men can be free. Expand the power of the politicians, and you can enslave the men." And that's why it is that these people of great wealth and these organizations we often talk about are pushing the centralization of power in Washington, why they've done everything they could to discourage the teaching of the Constitution, because they realize that when all power is Washington, is centered in Washington, D.C., well, they'll be able to buy and sell the politicians, as they've done for such a long period of time, and then control the destiny of our people and our nation. So, David, go ahead, pick up the story.
So that's the first protection that we talked about of the Fifth Amendment, is a grand jury, which is designed to be protection against the overzealous prosecutor. The second protection of the Fifth Amendment is double jeopardy. That is, you cannot be tried twice by the same jurisdiction for the same offense. And our founders experienced this firsthand with King George III, that if he couldn't get you convicted before one jury, well, he'd just try you for the same crime or same charges before another jury and another, until he finally shopped and found a jury that would convict you of this supposed crime that you'd committed. And they recognized this is blatantly unjust. If a jury of your peers determines that you are innocent, then you cannot be charged again for that same crime in the same jurisdiction. And this is designed to prevent government harassment. As we all know, it's very expensive to go to court and defend yourself. And if you're dragged into court for the same crime, same charges twice, three times, you could be bankrupt very quickly, as lawyers these days are paid $150, $200, $250 an hour for their time. And so they wanted to protect we the people against that happening. And they determined that even if at times justice suffered, that is, the jury made the wrong decision and they let a guilty person go free, it was better to have that loss in society than to have the other. In other words, you're safer from having some criminals out on the street than you are from having a tyrannical government that can jail or imprison any one of you for any reason it chooses and bankrupt you. They were more fearful of the government, of a civil government, than they were of criminals who actually got away, because they knew eventually that criminal would be charged again and brought again, and the evidence would be brought in that this person has committed these crimes before, been charged with this, that eventually justice will be served. But they recognized they could not trust the power of a judicial system that could do that, practice double jeopardy against you. And as I think you've mentioned before, the sad thing is in our day, the government's gotten around this restriction upon its powers, and now instead of doing it in the same jurisdiction, they'll charge you on the state level. If they don't get you there, then the feds will come in and charge you, or they'll charge you in a different jurisdiction. And they have ways in which they're really violating the spirit of the Fifth Amendment. That double jeopardy was not to be practiced in these United States.
And of course, if they don't get you on civil and criminal charges, right, then they'll sue you if they don't get you on criminal charges, they'll sue you on civil charges.
Mm-hmm.
So these are all ways around, of course, this double jeopardy clause. And it has come about because we've allowed the massive expansion of the federal power. Under ordinary circumstances, the federal government had nothing to do, say, with the local police, or whether they were, you know, violating somebody's civil rights. The issue would be taken up at the local level. But, you know, if the local government doesn't get them, then they'll come after them with the federal government. With all the power of the federal government, if they target you, they're going to get you one way or another. And this is not the way it is in a free society.
Mm-hmm.
This is the way it is, was under George III, and this is the way it's becoming in America today, because we've forgotten the miracle of our Constitution, and we're letting people in government violate the laws of this land.
And part of the problem there is that we've allowed federal bureaucracies to develop their own police force, so the
right.
FBI and the CIA. These things are really unconstitutional. yes, they may operate outside the country. That's questionable whether they, but we can say, you know, we could grant that, but they are not given power to operate within the country because it is the police force that's to be in control of the local people. They elect their own sheriff, who is the highest law enforcement officer in a county. And today, with the police force of the IRS and the FBI and the OSHA, and you just go on a list of all these federal agencies that have their police force, they can ruin you easily, and they often do to the good American people in our day.
And don't think for one minute the CIA doesn't work within this country in violation of the laws. And don't think they don't pay people to kill people. If they do, why, you need to get the book Double Cross, which we carry.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hey, it's me. I got something, man, I want you to look at.
What? What is it now?
It's called OneYearToRetire.net. When you get home, I want you to go to OneYearToRetire.net.
Come on, you gotta be kidding. 1 year to retire. When are you gonna get it through your head that there is no quick fix, no free lunch?
I know. I agree with you. This isn't like that. It's an ingenious system that's designed to help you retire in 1 year. I was skeptical, too. But the system is free, and when I looked at it, I was sure it would work. What have you got to lose? It's free.
Well?
All you have to do is go to OneYearToRetire.net and get a free system. It only takes a minute. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Go to OneYearToRetire.net. That's OneYearToRetire.net. Or call 888-200-0265. That's 888-200-0265.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest, Pastor David Whitney of the Institute of the Constitution. But before we go on, I want David to tell you how you can get in touch with the Institute, how you can get a host kit, how you can get involved. Because we have to get the American people to learn the Constitution and then to begin to teach others. This is one of the most carefully kept secrets in America. The whole idea of the Constitution was to limit the power of the federal government. Not limit the power and justice of the state government, not limit the power and injustice of the local government, not do anything about local corruption and politicians, but to limit the federal power. And so how can people get in touch with you and learn about our amazing Constitution, which was once the envy of the entire world?
Well, people can order a host kit, and by the way, we call it a host kit because you're not actually teaching the Constitution yourself, a series of 12 lectures on DVD or VHS if you need that format. We'll communicate these basic principles and give people a working knowledge of the Declaration, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights. You can order it by calling us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That toll-free number again to order is 866-730-9796. Or actually, you can go to our website and order from our web store. And our website is at iotconline.com. That website, again, is iotconline.com. By the way, there's many other resources available, back issues of our newsletter and articles, resources to help you understand the Constitution and begin to communicate these principles to others. First, you should communicate them to your own family members. Gather your family together and host an institute on the Constitution. Then to your church family. Offer it as a class. Speak with your pastor. I've told people if your pastor thinks it's not a good idea to conduct a class like this, have him call me, or I will call him if you give me a call, and I will tell him why he, as a pastor, needs to do this to train up Christian citizens who will fulfill their God-given duty to do what Jesus commanded them to do, to render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's. In order to do that, you as a Christian citizen must know the United States Constitution.
Amen. Well, go right ahead.
Well, we spoke of the second protection of the Fifth Amendment against double jeopardy, being tried for the same crime twice. The third protection is no compulsory self-incrimination. In other words, the government is not permitted to force you to confess to whatever it is they claim that you have done. So they claim you've robbed a store. Well, they do not have the permission to force self-incrimination, that you must confess to this crime. Because if we granted government the power to force you with whatever instrument they were going to use, force you to confess to the crime, what it will ultimately lead to is torture. Because ultimately, a human being may only tell the truth or it may only confess to something under pain. Well, we're not to be allowing our government to use torture to get anything out of any individual. And, of course, confessions we know are often false. A person just might confess to whatever they want, the government wants them to confess to, just to stop the torture. And this was never a permissible function of... of our judicial system. Torture was not a means, and therefore no compulsory self-incrimination. 24, where the hero of the show actually tortures his own brother. And it's all justified. Oh, in the necessity of fighting terrorism, we've got to torture American citizens. That's what the people have told me. That's what this show is basically communicating to Americans. And Americans, I guess, are finding it more and more acceptable. The tortures that took place over there in Iraq, or maybe tortures taking place in Guantanamo Bay. Well, these people are evil, and we need to do this to them.
And the justification is, well, I mean, if it was going to save your wife's life, your children's life, wouldn't you torture this guy? I mean, I would hope that you would, that you care enough about your family, you would torture them. And that's the sort of garbage and lies that they've been indoctrinating our soldiers and our military and our CIA and our private contractors, and they've actually tortured people to death. And they're going to have to live with that the rest of their life, but the responsibility goes right back up to the White House itself that justified that. And where is the outcry from the Christian ministers of this country condemning what our government has done at the executive branch of government? And I will tell you that they're inviting the ministers of our major ministers, ministries back to the White House to give them conferences. I know that Dr. Dobson was back at the White House just recently, you know, where he's getting briefed on the Iranian war and why we've got to attack Iran. And they're doing that with all of our ministers, and they're stroking them and laughing at them behind their faces. So, but go ahead. But at least none of them tragically have the courage to speak out against torture, and I believe God is going to judge America because of that. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, the justification for torture. I read the transcript of the conversation of someone interviewing John Yoo, who was the architect for Bush's torture policy, and they asked him the question, well, do you think it's legitimate for our forces to torture a boy and crush his testicles in front of his parents in order to get his parents to confess to something or to reveal information. And John Yoo said, of course. Basically, there's no limit to the cruelty you would do even against children. It's just, it's horrible what our government has become.
It's horrible what America has become, and we don't repent and get back to God. God is going to bring judgment upon this nation.
Amen. Amen. Well, under this area of no compulsory self-incrimination, the courts have made a good decision years back. It's called the Miranda decision, ruling that whenever the police have an individual in custody and they are interrogating them in custody, that situation is inherently coercive, even if they're not burning them with cigarettes or something. Just the fact of that type of interrogation in custody is coercive. Therefore, before they take them into custody, they must read them what's called the Miranda rights, which includes these Fifth Amendment rights here, that the suspect will understand clearly that any choice he makes to waive his Fifth Amendment rights is truly voluntary on his part. He's not being coerced. He's voluntarily and intelligently choosing to waive his Fifth Amendment rights by testifying against himself in this case. So there's no compulsory self-incrimination, but if a person chooses to incriminate themselves, they certainly are free to do so. So I believe that Miranda decision was a good one to protect us from police who are corrupt, police who choose not to follow what they take an oath to follow, that is, to obey the Constitution. And so that was a good decision some years back. The fourth protection is a much broader one that says that you cannot be deprived of life, liberty, or property without the due process of law. And that means a judicial procedure that is essential to fundamental fairness. And these are the three categories that, if you remember our Declaration of Independence, are the very purpose for which government exists: to protect our God-given right to life, to liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, which included property as a subset of that larger category. And they were saying that if you're going to be deprived of any of these three, and then some others as well, but these three in particular, it cannot be done without due process of law. Well, today we have broken this down entirely. 45 million American citizens are dead, having been murdered by a contract killer that their mother has hired by abortion. Without any due process of law, they have been deprived of life. And the blood of these innocent children cries out to God, and his justice is coming unless our nation repents. Deprived of liberty. Well, we have seen the president here in October of 2006 suspend habeas corpus, which is the writ that demands the government issue a clear statement about why they have imprisoned someone, the charges against that person. In other words, if they're going to arrest you and imprison you, they've got to do so lawfully. They are not above the law. They must live according to the law. That's what habeas corpus protects us with, and that has been suspended. Anytime the president wants to, he can say, hey, you know, these American citizens do not have the right of habeas corpus any longer, which means we have been deprived of liberty as citizens in these United States. And, of course, we know citizens in the United States are daily being deprived of their property stolen from them by a wicked and evil government that has determined that it can make more money off of that property, a higher tax revenue from some other owner of the property. And so they're stealing property all over America. Kelo v. London was a Supreme Court case, and there's multitude of examples around the country where this is taking place. And I'm reminded of the Old Testament king that did this, King Ahab, a wicked and evil king. He had Naboth framed and then murdered, and then he stole Naboth's vineyard. God sent the prophet to Ahab and said, you have done so wickedly, and what's going to happen is the dogs will lick your blood, and every one of your sons and every one of your daughters will die an unnatural death, and you will have no lineage, and your wife will also be killed in this cruel and brutal fashion. And that is what God thinks of a government that steals property from other people. Property is one of those sacred rights. And when the government violates that right, woe be to that government. That government is going to come down, and it's going to be judged, and God will ultimately destroy it unless that government repents. And we pray that our government would, but it's going to take we the people waking the government up to its violation of God's law and its violation of our supreme law of the land, the United States Constitution, perhaps to lead it to repentance. Under this final phrase of property, that it did say there is permission for the government to take, and they use that word take private property, but only when it's for public use and only for just compensation. In other words, you get the fair market value for the property, and it's one of these essential things that must the property must be used for a road or some other function that's going to benefit the public, all the public, and not certainly just to increase tax revenue, as the Kelo v. New London case determined. And if the government, though, takes your property in another way, that's impermissible. For example, today, the limitations on the use of your property through zoning laws and so on say that you can't build a certain building here, or you can't use your property for business, or you can't do this or that. Whatever limitations the government places on your property without actually coming and taking the title of your property, I believe that's another form of stealing on the part of the government. They're saying, you cannot use the property, you don't have the freedom to do what you want and economically benefit from your property, therefore they have stolen the use of that property, even though they haven't actually taken the title of the property. And that is all over America today. I know there are a few counties. I've talked with some people who've lived in parts of Idaho where there's counties that don't have any zoning. I said, praise God, there's some government somewhere in our land that understands the principle that property rights are sacred. I wish more did, and really it will take millions of Americans waking up to these principles and saying, hey, we have government that is way beyond its boundaries of what we the people have entered into a covenant with it to do, and we the people are the ones who gave our consent for this government to exist and do what it does. And if it is violating this covenant that we have formed with it, then we the people have a right to either alter or abolish it or to replace the people who are in power. Really, we don't need to alter or abolish it because the contract we have, the covenant we have, the U.S. Constitution still stands as the supreme law of the land. As long as it's the supreme law of the land, we just have to get back to following the supreme law of the land and forcing government officials who will not follow it to be removed from office by impeachment or voting them out of office and replacing them with people who will follow and obey the Constitution. And that's why Institute on the Constitution exists. We've got to educate millions of Americans and get a grassroots movement going here whereby we can take back our country from the godless and from the evil ones and restore it to a Christian constitutional republic, which is exactly what our founders intended and what they formed in this covenant.
And, of course, your organization, the Institute of the Constitution, is doing a great job. There's really nobody is doing the same job that you are. If people don't understand our Constitution, how can we possibly hope to preserve our freedom? And what we need is for every military officer and every enlisted man in the military who is sworn to uphold the Constitution to understand the Constitution they've sworn to uphold, and the same thing for our police force. And these are the people who are charged with upholding the law, and these are the people who should recognize the lawbreakers that are working at every level of our government, giving the police and the military officers orders which are truly unconstitutional.
But there's encouraging things happening as this class is now in all 50 states, and we have a privilege this year of teaching members of the Maryland State Legislature these same principles we're talking about here, and that's very exciting as these legislators begin to wake up to the reality of what they committed themselves to when they took an oath to support the United States Constitution. They need to know this document, and they need to make legislation which is in accordance with this document and unmake, that is, repeal legislation that is violative of this covenant, this contract with we the people. So that's encouraging, and I'm praying that we'll have opportunities to reach other state legislatures as well as reach those who will run for office. That those people, if we could change the hearts and minds of those people to return to what the principles are here of this Constitution, then we can take our nation back. And it's encouraging. One of the staffers of one of the senators that we're working with here in Annapolis, she said after taking one particular lecture, she was very discouraged. She said, oh, it's so bad. It's so hopeless. That she's been working in this job for a number of years. But that tells me that her eyes are finally opening to the reality of how far from the true constitutional republic we have gone in our day. And I told her not to be discouraged because as we open more eyes, we will be able to turn this around. And so we are seeing progress in this fight, and it's a long battle. And I encourage people not to be discouraged, because it took, well, William Wilberforce, it took him 26 years of working year after year in the legislature to abolish the slave trade in England. 26 years. He didn't quit. He kept moving on. And 2 days before he died, they abolished the slave trade in England. So it takes committed patriots, committed Christian citizens who will say, I'm going to do something. And the first thing you can do is get a host kit and begin hosting it with your family, a circle of friends, then take it to your church. As I said, pastors ought to be open, if they understand their duty to disciple Christian citizens, they ought to be open to hosting a class in their church. And we have many churches around the country that are doing exactly that, recognizing that they have a job given to them by Jesus to train up Christian citizens. And then if it spreads from churches, then community centers and various groups within a community, it can catch like wildfire all across the country.
Well, David, but before we get to the end of the program, I want you to get your telephone number out twice right now.
Our toll-free number is 866-730-9796. That toll-free number is 866-730-9796.
And, of course, the Institute does support Radio Liberty, and Radio Liberty supports the Institute of the Constitution. They're doing a great and wonderful job, and we hope you'll support them as well. And we'll be back here in just a moment. David, thank you so very much for being with us. It's always a pleasure and a privilege. Bye-bye.
America Discount Home Medical Equipment sells at discount prices. We sell wheelchairs, oxygen equipment, hospital beds, commodes, fast safety products, walkers, and other items needed for the care of your loved one at home. Our phone number is 1-800-956-6616. We sell at one half of retail price or less. We have free shipping and no sales tax for any shipment outside of California. You can expect to receive the item within 7 days. Our website address is www.home-med-equip.com. Again, our phone number is 1-800-956-6616.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and this is the time when I need to remind all of our listeners out across America that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. We depend upon those of you who listen to our programs and agree with us to help. And if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, all you have to do is call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And, of course, for a gift of $20 a month or more, you can get our four best tapes or four CDs in a month in our monthly newsletter. Or, why, of course, you can just subscribe to the newsletter for $25 a year. But whatever you can do, we'll appreciate. Now, one of the projects we're taking on right now, we want to actually get our DVD of the Brotherhood of Darkness. We did this about a year ago when we offered our supporters 25 DVDs of the Brotherhood of Darkness talk, which is a great introduction to what's going on today. 25 copies for $99 plus a couple of dollars for shipping, and as soon as they're completed, why, you'll get them. So you'll get 25 DVDs, and they're nicely wrapped and packaged. If you, of course, give us a call now and leave your Visa card or MasterCard or whatever you have, we won't charge you until we have the people. We need about 15 people, and if we get 15 people, we'll go ahead and stamp out another 1,000 copies of the Brotherhood of Darkness DVD, and believe me, that's gone very, very well. A lot of people are learning about the secret societies that direct the course of our government. So if you'd like to help us with this, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, and we really don't need that many supporters to carry out this project. Then, of course, if you'd like to get our new four-tape set on iodine and the fact that most Americans are iodine deficient, and of course, all the very important things that iodine can do, the four-tape set is now available, four-tape or four-CD set. We are carrying Iodorol, which is an iodine product. Gives you about 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet, and that's just what the Japanese eat. And believe me, in many ways, they live a lot longer than we do, and they certainly are a lot healthier in many respects. And the women don't have many of the same problems that our women do. So if you'd like to learn more about iodine, or order Iodorol, or order the potassium iodine tablets that you certainly should have on hand in case there's a nuclear attack, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Then, of course, I really am firmly convinced that everything points to the fact that we're going to war with Iran. If that should happen, why, there will be disastrous effects here at home, and you're going to have to be prepared to look after yourself. If you have not yet ordered the emergency food supplies that you should have on hand, or the water purifiers, or the water storage facilities, the water barrels, or the pumps to pump things out, or those things you would really need, why, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. If you need a catalog of food products, emergency food products, we'll send it out. You should have the things you need on hand to look after your health, vitamin C and vitamin D and selenium and magnesium and oil of oregano and the things that you really need to have on hand, the allobiotic, which is a combination of garlic and echinacea and elderberry and oil of oregano. You need to have these things on hand so you can look after your health. If we should begin to see an implosion of society, people say it could never happen here, and I ask, why couldn't it happen here? If God is just, his justice will not sleep forever. So our number, 1-800-544-8927, that's 1-800-544-8927, and of course our telephone number, our website is radioliberty.com. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a...
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests. And, of course, our guest today is Mr. William Lewis. And he's a television producer. He's made some wonderful DVDs. And certainly the one we're going to be talking about today is One Nation Under Siege. So with that as a background, why... Bill, why don't you just sort of introduce yourself to our listeners and tell them really what motivated you to do the DVD and what they're going to find when they get One Nation Under Siege.
Well, thanks, Dan. Thanks for having me on. And I guess the basic groundwork for One Nation Under Siege began probably 7 years ago, and that was contacting people like Jim Mars and... I don't know that I knew you at the time, but I mean, you eventually ended up in the video, because how can you have a video on this country and the problems that we're having without talking to you? And then, of course, we have Sherry Tenpenny, we talked to, and there was a range of other people, including Joan Beyond, because at the time we were really wanting to concentrate on the United Nations, and found out that very quickly we couldn't just make a video on the United Nations without getting into a lot of these other topics. There was the whole issue of how education fit into it, and now currently the mental health screening programs that we have under the New Freedom Commission. Of course, September the 11th hadn't even happened at the time. So, you know, over the course of many years, being able to put one of these things together, your focus and your topics tend to change a little bit. But anyway, I mean, basically what it boils down to is a culmination of every person that I consider to be an expert on in a particular topic. Of course, I just named off a few of these people, and you being, of course, an expert on the entire New World Order and that particular system. I thought who better to ask some of these questions? I must say that. You're a very easy interview. I can literally spit out a name, and you're going to be spitting back a date and what happened and how it happened and the entire history. And I love that about you, Dr. Stern. That you're good at what you do. Let's just put it that way.
Well, I appreciate the kind words, but you ask the right questions. Why you get what they ask questions that I know the answer to. Why I appreciate it. Go right ahead.
Well, I guess some of our focus started shifting a little bit after September the 11th, and we began to realize that, you know, this was definitely an inside job. And, you know, I didn't feel that way at first. I think I had to convince a lot of people and a lot of people around me that what the evidence that we were looking at, the video and photographic evidence, was real. You know, this was not something that that we were making up. I mean, you can't ignore physical evidence. I hear some music coming up. Does that mean we're about to take a break?
That means you've got about 30 seconds here. Right? We're going to our guest today is Mr. William Lewis. He's produced 3 videos, all of which we carry. In plain sight, and we'll be talking about the others later. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. And our guest this afternoon is Mr. William Lewis, who is a television producer, and he's produced 3 videos that we carry. What is In Plain Sight, the story with Joyce Riley and Joyce Riley's husband, as they begin to look into the background of what really happened on 9/11? And then there's one, Beyond Treason, which is about the depleted uranium that is poisoning our men in Iraq and Afghanistan today, and poisoning the Iraqi population, and is responsible for so much death and deformity of newborn children. And of course the DVD is really one of the most powerful ones I've ever seen. And you get, of course, a separate CD that has all sorts of documentation, 10,000 or more government files and records they don't want the public to know, because, I mean, who would want the public to know that they're poisoning our soldiers and our military? And over 80,000 were already dead from the first Gulf War. And then, of course, the third one is One Nation Under Siege, and that's what we're going to be talking with William about today. So you pick up the story. William was just telling us who some of the people were that he interviewed, like Lizardy Joan Leon, and Charlotte Isabey, and Jim Mars, and Dr. Rabo, and her husband, Major General Stubblefield, I believe is his name, and certainly he got all of these people to come in to explain to the people who watch the DVD what's really going on today, and uses this against the backdrop of pictures of what's going on. It's a very entertaining video. How long does it really last?
That video is about 90 minutes.
All right, fine. So you pick up the story. Why should people want to get a copy of it?
Well, I'm not necessarily here to make people think that they need to get a copy of this to be able to understand what's going on, but I think it'll be an aid, an assistance in being able to do so. And I don't think a lot of people understand that many of the topics that are covered by these individuals tie in so closely to what some of the others are talking about. You know, we have Jim Mars, who is really an expert on kind of, I hate to use the term New World Order, but, you know, he's the elite of the occult and things of that nature. And he comes at this from a very unique perspective, simply because he's been doing this for quite some time. He investigated the JFK assassination. He's been involved in all sorts of investigations into UFOs and things of that nature.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here in just a moment. All right. Well, this is Dr. Stan. And William was just saying that Jim Mars is one of the people who's interviewed on the program. And Jim, we've had on many, many times. He's written books about the invisible government, the secret government that rules America, and about the occult, and about UFOs, and the Kennedy assassination, and all sorts of fascinating things. So you pick up the story there.
Well, I was just pointing out that some of the things that Jim talks about, like, for instance, the education system, closely ties into, Charlotte Isabey and her experience with the Department of Education. She was basically a whistleblower, and, you know, she came out. She was a Reagan administration appointee, and I believe senior policy advisor in that administration for a while. And she was able to collect a lot of documents out of the Department of Education and bring those to light in a book that she put out called The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. So, you know, here we go. We've got Jim Marsh starting out with, a basic introduction of the United Nations tied in with what Joan Vian is saying about global tax and the like. And that takes us over to the Department of Education and the deliberate brainwashing of Americans so that this new world order that has been envisioned for quite some time can be more easily introduced to the public, and if they've been primed and prepped and ready for it, then, you know, they're ready to accept the next step. And of course you see how quickly this is progressing with September the 11th. You know, the entire mark of the beast system that's being put in place, the introduction of radio frequency identification chips, that's a big one. People don't understand that Walmart is one of the largest proponents of this particular system. They have combined efforts with the Department of Defense, who is one of the largest manufacturers of these RFID chips, and they're teaming up to make and force manufacturers to put these chips in their products. And if you don't know what they are, an RFID chip can be as small as a grain of sand. Literally, they have these things down to the, you know, to pinhead size. They're very small, and the larger ones that have a larger antenna array look similar to what you would see on clothing if you were to go into a retail store. Those little tags that, you know, trigger an alarm when you walk out and they haven't been deactivated. That's very similar to what an RFID tag is, only they've managed to get them a little smaller now. They want one of those items, one of those tags, in every single product, every single item, every single object, literally, on the planet Earth. These are their objectives. This is the design that they have put forth in their patents that have been registered at the patent office. They just flat out say, this is what we want to do. Well, why? You know, why would they want to track every single object on the entire planet? I don't know if it's about tracking objects or if it really boils down to tracking you and me.
I think it gets down to tracking you and me. And besides that, there's legislation that every commercial animal will have to have one of these. In other words, every chicken who's not part of a major herd, and certainly every cow, every horse, every goat, every sheep, every lamb, every animal is going to have it. And that legislation is already being put through and to be enacted and enforced at the state level. But they even want to put them into children, you know. Oh, my goodness. I mean, sometimes children get kidnapped from the nurseries, or sometimes we get children mixed up in the nurseries. Gee, wouldn't it be so convenient if we just put those chips into children? We're already putting them into dogs and cats. The veterinarians are doing it. They know exactly what they're doing, but the American people don't.
And it's absolutely amazing how many people buy into this stuff. You know, one of our distributors for Beyond Treason, the lady's name is Suzanne Blum, and I've had several discussions with her on this particular topic. And, she's had both of her pets implanted with these RFID chips because if they get lost, they'll be able to find them. If anything happens, we'll be able to locate my pets. And, I guess I can understand that to a certain degree. But, you know, the downside here is that you're giving up certain freedoms and certain liberties when the government or when anybody can track you 24 hours a day. And that's the problem with RFID technology. About 70,000 companies, corporations worldwide have been forced by Walmart to accept these new guidelines, which include RFID tags in their objects. Gillette is, of course, a big proponent of this because they were one of the first ones to do it. You go buy Gillette razor blades, and you're going to experience for the first time what it's like to buy RFID chips in your products. They say that these things are deactivated, on the way out the door. But I think as anyone who's ever been to a department store and walked out and had the buzzer go off realizes that's not always what happens. And I don't believe that's their goal. I don't think that's the intention that they have for these to be deactivated when you leave the store. They want them to be on. They want to track you. If you buy something for your car, you buy tires for your car, Michelin is putting RFID tags into their tires. So when you are driving down the road and you pass by one of these little sensors that they have set up on the side of the road that are very inexpensive and easy to install, well, you've just been tracked. You know, they know where you are. And once they can connect you to one object, then they can connect you to every single other thing that you've ever bought in your entire life. That's a problem for me. You know, I don't know how anybody else out there feels, but that's a big motivating factor to do something about this particular technology. And I believe you know Catherine Albrecht. She's one of the leading proponents out there. She's one of the people who wants to do away with this particular technology. Her partner, who is Liz McIntyre, is also in the documentary One Nation Under Siege. And their book, I believe, was Spy Chips. I mean, if I'm mistaken.
No, you're mistaken. In fact, we carry the book Spy Chips, and I agree with you. This is a very, very real problem. But I think that we look at it somewhat differently. Yes, it isn't wonderful. We can track, you know, our chickens if they get out of the coop, or we can track, you know, our dogs and cats or our children. But they can track you, because we are told in the latter days we will come to a point where no man will buy or sell. Let's see, where's the mark of the beast to be known by the number of his name? Everybody is to be numbered. Everybody is to be tracked. During this time of the coming one world ruler, people are not Christians. Say, well, gee, isn't this utilitarian? Certainly I have nothing to worry about. I'm an honest person. But of course there are people out there who are not honest people and really want to control us. So pick the story up there, please.
Well, I'm not sure where you were going with that, but you know, I don't know that it matters necessarily whether you're an honest person or not. You know, it boils down to, does your government have the right to track you for any reason that they see fit, whether you're a potential terrorist or not? See, that's the problem. I mean, we have safeguards built into our Constitution. We're supposed to have certain amendments that guarantee our freedoms. And with the passing of the USA Patriot Act, this has all been done away with. And very quietly, very silently, we suddenly see the NSA, under the direction of the Bush administration, recording and tracking phone conversations of people all over the country, in fact, all over the world. I mean, you know, I've heard you talk about this before. You know, this is a little more widespread, I think, than a lot of people understand, when major corporations can be monitored in this way, so that contractors and people who want to bid on these particular contracts can have the upper hand in knowing, you know, these private conversations of his partners and the like. You know, that begins to obviously be a problem, and I think most people will agree that for that type of technology to be used on everyday citizens, when you just, you know, with the flip of a switch in a computer, they can record every single phone conversation that you've ever had, and it doesn't really make any difference whether you're an honest person or not. They presume that you are guilty before they presume that you're innocent, and that's the problem that we have in this country, is you're presumed innocent until proven guilty. And here we go again with the USA Patriot Act. What can they do? They can walk into your home. When you're not there, if you're a police officer, you no longer have to have the probable cause that you used to have to go before a judge and ask them, hey, can we go search this property because we suspect that they're doing X, Y, and Z? You don't have to have that anymore. If they decide that you are a person of interest, and those are the words that they use, a person of interest, then they can simply walk into your home when you're not there. I mean, they break in, obviously, just we're talking about breaking and entering, and they don't have to tell you that they've ever been there or what they did.
Or what they've taken.
Exactly. You know, and here we go again. You have the right to face your accuser. What are you being accused of? Well, you don't have to be accused of anything anymore. They can just do it. I mean, there's some major holes, some major loopholes that this Patriot Act has created in the Constitution of the United States. And I think it should be of a major concern to a lot of people out there, given the fact that, you know, this is a worldwide war on terrorism that we're talking about. It affects every single person on this planet, and whether you realize it or not, when the United States does things like that to their own citizens, and their own citizens ignore it, I don't think we're sending the right message to the rest of the world. I mean, they must think we're really stupid. And I know that's not the case. I know that we just have maybe a lapse in judgment. I mean, hopefully the American people They were just, maybe they were just asleep. I wanted to believe that if we wake up enough people, that the tide's going to turn, you know, that we're going to be able to see some legislation reversed in this country that's going to lead to the restoration of our civil liberties and the Constitution of the United States.
Well, of course, they are collecting dossiers on every citizen. There's a new census form out that they go door to door and they say to people, you have to tell us everything we want to know. Where do you work? What race are you? I mean, how much money do you make a year? When do you go to work in the morning? What time do you come home at night? Wouldn't that be nice to know if you wanted to break into somebody's home? And there are pages and pages of intimate details, every detail about you and your what's going on. And if you don't give them the information, they threaten to put you in jail. This is a new census form. They're collecting dossiers on everyone. Well, why don't you go right ahead there?
All right. I was just gonna point out, you know, you were talking about collecting information on people and the harassment that you face these days. If you object, you know, even if you object to something as simple as not giving, say, your social security number for whatever reason, you know, we're talking about banking and credit and things of that nature. I just had an experience last week where I needed office space. I needed a place to put a studio so that we could work on a project. And the paperwork that you have to go through on this is just absolutely amazing. They don't want to just check your credit anymore. I mean, they want business records. They want W-2. They want tax records. I mean, this is ridiculous. You know, the only thing that they should be concerned about is the fact that I can pay my bills. You know, look at my credit score. That's all you should be concerned about. But instead, they wanted to collect a whole lot of other what I consider to be useless information, but very sensitive information. It's none of your business. And I mean, this is kind of the society that we've become, where if you don't want to turn over that type of information, well, you must be a terrorist. You must be hiding something. What do you have to hide? Well, I don't have anything to hide. But then again, I have everything to hide because it's my personal information, and it's none of your business. I think that more Americans felt like that, this is private. Do we still understand what that word means, private? I think that after September the 11th, we decided to get rid of several words that are in the dictionary, and one of them, obviously, was freedom, and the other was private. I don't know if you have anything to interject.
All right, well, I think it's really so important. Anybody who's gone to their doctor or dentist in recent years will note that they have a new privacy policy, and they say that we have a new privacy policy. We want to protect your privacy. Just sign here that you understand the privacy, and it's got all this writing and fine print, and most people never bother to read what they're really signing. But the new privacy policy is designed to deprive you of privacy, and now this information is private and may only be turned over to the appropriate authorities, you know, according to the law. You know, well, of course, the law is that they can turn everything over to the government. And the government now wants to be able to come into your medical records and know every intimate detail that you have ever told your doctor, or every intimate detail you've ever told a nurse, or every intimate detail you've ever told the dentist for one reason or another. To the point where it really is not safe to tell them anything, because it's all going to go into a database that the government is collecting on you. And not only is the government collecting, but corporations are collecting patterns of what you buy in the food stores, and that's why you have your little grocery cards now. And if you have a grocery card, now they can, of course, figure out exactly what you're buying. If you're buying alcohol, oh my goodness, you must be a drunk. If you're buying dog food, you have a dog. Well, we've got to be wary when we come to the house, because there's going to be a dog there. They want to know every intimate detail of our lives, and I'm concerned, and I share William Lewis's views on this. I think that every American should realize that when the government knows everything about you, you are no longer free. There is no right in the Constitution to come up with new census files. All that we do was count the people, but now they want to know the details of your life, of your intimate life, every single thing about you and your children, and how much education you have, and how much money you have, and if you have any weapons in your house, and when you go to work, and when you come home. Well, this is Dr. Stan, our guest is William Lewis. We're talking about his DVD, One Nation Under Siege. Go right ahead, William, pick up the story.
Well, one thing you said reminded me that we hadn't talked about the driver's licenses being, re-identified under the Real ID Act of 2005, which is H.R. 415. Is that they literally want to be able to put these RFID tags that we were talking about into your driver's license, and that particular bill makes it mandatory that states put these RFID tags into your driver's license. And, of course, which is what we're talking about is the de facto national ID card. This is another problem simply because if you carry that driver's license with you everywhere you go, and you're going to, then they're going to have access to certain personal information simply, by the fact that, you're talking about medical records and things of that nature. Those are the types of things that they would like to be able to store on your national ID card because they want to be able to protect you. And if you get hospitalized, they want to know that you can't have penicillin and, things of that nature that sound really good on the surface. But when you look at these a little bit closer, you realize that, it's way too much information for any government or any corporation to have, and that's the problem, that our government has been taken over by the corporation, and I have no reason to believe that this information will be private or secure and that it won't be used against me because I know how these, I know how these corporations think. They're in this for profit, period, and they will track you to all ends to be able to identify what like, what you want to buy, what your dreams, what your aspirations might be, because all these are things that they can use to sell you something later. And for instance, let's say that you have certain items on your possession, and they all have RFID tags in them. The very fact that you might have a pen and a pad of paper, something to that effect may lead them to understand that you might want a stapler, or you might need a refill for your pen, or you might need a pencil, whatever. And you give these marketers an inch, and they'll take a mile. This again is a problem because we know that once the government has forced all of the states to go to this national ID card system, this information is going to be shared with private corporations, and this information is going to be integrated into a database. And if you're okay with that, then, stay seated. Please don't stand up. But, if you have a problem with it, then we're going to have to band together. We're going to have to get other like-minded people, share this information, and decide for ourselves. If we're not willing to live under these conditions, then what are we going to do about it?
And, of course, all of this is being sold to the American people under the name of, this is how we're going to fight terrorism. We're going to fight terrorism by learning all the intimate details of your life, of your medical record. Maybe you had a sexually transmitted disease at some time in the past. That will, of course, be there, in your record. Maybe you had an abortion in the past. That will be part of your record. Maybe you're a male and you're infertile. You can't have children. Every bureaucrat who is able to read this will know every intimate detail about you. Maybe you had a mental breakdown in the past. Maybe you've taken some sort of psychotropic drugs, or maybe your children have had to take psychotropic drugs. Maybe there's been some domestic violence here. And, of course, now they're passing laws that if you've ever had an episode of domestic violence, you cannot have a gun. They're trying to get that legislation through back in Washington, D.C. But even though this material may be on your medical records, it will become part of the database where they can track you from early morning to late night. And, of course, this is really the ideal situation if you want to control the population. So pick the story up there, William.
Well, with the RFID tags, I decided probably a good person to interview besides some of the obvious experts like Liz McIntyre would be Gary Brownfield. Who better than an expert in dairy farming? So he actually added quite a bit to that particular segment you know, speaking on the issue of tagging your pets. I mean, at the time, they had some legislation in Texas where they and they had passed it, and this was going to require every single person to go out and get a premise ID, and it was voluntary, it started out voluntary and it became mandatory in the bill. And this was going to be a problem because everyone was going to have to go out and get an identification tag for your home. In other words, that you're assigned a number, and then you are mandatorily forced to go out and tag your pet dog and cat and birds and, you know, whatever. It wasn't just simply covering horses and cattle and chickens and things of that nature on a farm. I mean, they literally were going to mandate that you had to have...
Hold on, sir. Right there. We'll be right
okay.
there. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. And our guest this afternoon is William Lewis, and he's simply talking about RFID technology. Everything is to eventually have a radio frequency identification a number there, RFID, chip in it, and that way, of course, by radio frequency identification, they will be able to know what you bought in the store. They'll know where exactly you are. And as you walk down the street, there will be all sorts of trackers there. And they have the ability now with these gigantic computers that can deal with trillions of functions every second to know where everybody in the entire world is. And I'm sure that Big Brother in George Orwell's 1984 would be so envious of what we have today. Go ahead.
Well, we were talking a little bit about Jerry Brownfield and RFID tags, and this was... a bill that was going to be passed in Texas where they were going to require every single person to go out, get an identification number for your home, a premise ID, and then begin mandatorily tagging cats, dogs, sheep, chickens, pigs, cows, horses, whatever. I mean, literally everything that you own that was alive, you had to have tagged. And, as a result of, some headline exposure in the state of Texas, they had some of that legislation not reversed, but instead of making it mandatory, it has now become voluntary. However, I believe that they're out of the 50 states that have adopted this particular policy, all but two of them, I believe, are voluntary at this point. But this is the problem: is they phase it in, and they start out voluntary, and then a lot of people begin to chip their pets because there's benefits. You know, they'll give you cheaper vaccinations because you have to have a mandatory vaccination for your dog. Well, we'll make it less expensive if you have them chipped. All right, so the people buy into this, and as we move further and further down the line, 2-3 years from now, when 70 or 80% of the population has their animals chipped, you're going to be the odd man out. You know, how's it going to look when, 80 or 90% of the rest of the population have already done this and you haven't volunteered? Well, it becomes very easy at that point to make it mandatory, and that's the way the game works.
And first of it's the animals, and then it's the people. And they really ultimately want to have a chip in every human being. And you read the material, they'll tell you this. It's very straightforward. They want to know where you are at every moment of the day. And that is the frightening thing about it. We're moving rapidly towards 1984. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is William Lewis. And William, before we go on, I want to give you an opportunity to get your webpage out and tell people, where they can get some of your material.
Yeah, I'd love for people to visit our website. The main one is takebackwashington.com. And if you go up there, you can actually get a lot of updates to the films that we put out. There's so much happening, not just with In Plain Sight and Beyond Treason, but there's so many topics covered in One Nation Under Siege that it's almost mandatory that we have to put out these updates every couple of months and just let people know where the technology is and how the legislation has changed. And of course, Debbie, my wife, loves to write, so I think her latest article is the Bush White House advancing a fascist agenda, and I think we'll all say yes to that, but you can go read it if you want to. And then, of course, we have some interesting statistics up there about the latest Gulf War deaths coming home and things of that nature. So, you know, you can go up there and kind of get caught up to date on your current events. But, again, that's takebackwashington.com. We have the videos listed up there. And Dr. Stan, I know you sell them as well, so people can get those from your website also. But the One Nation Under Siege, I know we haven't talked about this yet, but you actually get two discs. There's the first disc, the feature presentation disc. It's about a 90-minute presentation with you know, everything you would come to expect from a production that we put out. And then there is all of the extra information that there was just simply no way it was going to be able to be incorporated into the feature presentation. So I made these little, you know, featurettes where a particular person like Jim Lars had a lot of very interesting things to say on September the 11th, because at the time he was researching it for his book that he was about to put out. So, you know, it was great to be able to capture this live on film, you know, before any of it had even been put down on paper yet. And, you know, I think people will be very pleased with a lot of the presentations on here. Even you had yours on there. I mean, you had a lot to say about secret societies and the elite ruling order and, you know, things of that nature. I even gave some special time to Sherry Tenpenny, who's in the documentary, because she has such a drive to educate people about vaccinations and why you shouldn't do this. So, you know, I wanted people to be able to understand that, you know, here's the risk factors of taking these vaccinations that they want to make mandatory. And, you know, Sherry Tenpenny, I think she's invested maybe, you know, 7,000-something hours personally into the research of these particular topics, like bird flu and other vaccinations as well. But, you know, that was the main one at the time, and I think it still is, the one that they're calling a potential worldwide pandemic, going to kill everybody, you better get vaccinated, we're going to have to make you get vaccinated type thing. So, you know, moving on to, you know, some of the other guests that are talking about these types of topics, Dave Von Kleist is in there. He, of course, is known most popularly for his work on 911 in plain sight. And he's going to be at a conference this weekend, I believe, in Arizona, talking about this before a very large audience. And this particular topic of 911 is, I guess, one of the main motivating factors behind this video, or it later became one, simply because the American public has got to understand that we are being fooled, we're being tricked, you know, we're being lied to in order to make some of these plans that they have for us easier to put into law, or easier for us to accept, or, you know, just simply brainwashing through media and, you know, the mainstream media. I think we've talked a lot about that in the past, how you know, it's become just commonplace these days that people do not trust two things: their governments or the information that they get from the media. And that's, you know, it's a problem in the United States of America, when we're supposed to be living in one of the freest countries of the world, and the people say, you know, 70-80% don't trust the media, and 70-80% don't trust their own government. That's a particular problem. And Dave has a lot to say about that particular topic, trust me. His wife's also in it, Joyce Riley. I think a lot of people know her. She's the spokesperson for the American Gulf War Veterans Association. And she was my partner in crime for our documentary Beyond Treason, which is took the I forget what award it took, but it won something out at the Berkeley Film Fest, and we were very pleased that someone had paid attention and, you know, actually took notice. It's the little things like that that help you be able to, I guess, give yourself credibility so that, you know, people will listen to you. You know you're right, you've done the research, but it's not always a simple matter of being able to recite this stuff back to someone and have them trust you and believe you. You know, you have to be able to build your character, build your credibility with these people. And I think Joyce is, of course, a major factor in that, simply because she's got a good 15 years, I believe, invested in some of the Freedom of Information documents that are included in that documentary.
Let me just mention that that I think is an amazing documentary. It's called Beyond Treason. It's a DVD, and it is powerful. I mean, it's really quite unforgettable. Talking about the depleted uranium that they're using to poison our troops with, and people say that couldn't be going on. Well, along with this, you can get a separate disc, a CD. How many? That was it, 10,000 pages of document there?
It's a lot. I'm not sure that it's exactly 10,000. It may be slightly more than that, but yes, it's a lot.
And you're going to see all these government documents that Joyce Reilly got under the Freedom of Information Act that document the fact that they know that this is a terribly poisonous product, and it gets into the body, and it leads to cancer and deformities and this chronic disability. And certainly 30% of our veterans who've come back from the first Gulf War are ill today. We sent certainly 695,000 troops over there, and several hundred thousand of them are on permanent disability. Why? Nobody wants to ask. Or why 30% of the troops coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan, they are ill. Well, when you read these government documents, these are government documents, but they don't want the American people to know. I mean, who would ever trust a government that would poison its own young men and women? So this is why that is such an important DVD. It's called Beyond Treason. We do carry that.
Well, I'd like to add also that some of that documentation that's included on that extra disc once existed in cyberspace on government websites. I mean, this is the thing about this is, you know, the Veterans Administration likes to pull information that they initially release. In other words, they put out statistics or documentation that's very accurate the first time around, and they realize that they were too accurate, and they have to pull it. Well, a lot of those documents we were able to get a hold of, because, like I said, Joyce has been doing this for 15 years, and it took us literally over a year to be able to organize these documents on that disk so that you can browse through them and get to them and understand what you're looking at. But again, it's a major benefit to be able to see the actual documentation that the documentary is based on, and I think we learned our lesson on that particular documentary. And that's why, again, we tried to do the same thing in One Nation Under Siege, only we did it in the form of an extra DVD that has about 2 extra hours of interviews, so that you can go in there and, you know, in the feature presentation, you're only going to see 5 minutes of Joan Bion talking about the United Nations. But if you go into the feature, or if you go into the bonus material, you've got a 20-minute presentation where she just lays everything out, and it's very easy for you to be able to understand what she's talking about. And I mean, I think that's one of the benefits, or major benefits on this particular project. And I was very happy to be able to include that and present that as part of a package.
I certainly agree with you. I think you did a great job on all 3 of your videos. And, of course, once again, the DVDs, Beyond Treason, as certainly in plain sight, and, of course, the one we were primarily talking about, One Nation Under Siege, because America is under attack today, but we're not under attack by the terrorists. After all, we were under attack by the terrorists that had sealed our southern border. They would not be immediately releasing people from terrorist countries once they're caught. We would have our air marshals on every plane, that is flying, commercial plane, flying in America today. We would allow at least criminal profiling of people getting onto planes, instead of checking every little 90-year-old lady to give the perception we're concerned about a terrorist threat. So much of what's going on today is simply to confuse the American people so that we cannot understand that in the name of fighting terrorism, they're taking away the freedom from the American people. Go ahead, William. And incidentally, if you're out there in the listening audience and you'd like to talk to William, our number here is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we recommend all 3 of these DVDs. This is why we carry them. You go ahead and pick up the story there.
Well, we were talking a little bit about Joyce Reilly, And she, of course, one of her main topics that she likes to educate people on is COINTELPRO. She had a little bit of experience with this herself, and she recounts a particular story in the documentary of how she was harassed by the Bush administration for releasing documents. I mean, these are the type of tactics that these people take. She, you know, she was literally intimidated. I mean, they put another car up against the bumper of her car so that she couldn't even leave her house. I mean, this is a part of an intimidation tactic. They flew helicopters over her house. I mean, I'm sure they were probably black helicopters. I can't confirm that, but she's definitely had some people not like what she has to say, and the problem with it is it's not what Joyce is saying, it's the documentation that she has to back up what she's saying.
They can't let the American people know the truth, and this is a standard technique. They'll actually send the black helicopters out to harass people hovering over your house, you know, right down at eye level with you. And this happened to several of my friends. Not imaginary, very real. How would you like to have one of those black helicopters look like those two eyes staring right at you, just right off your front porch? This is how you intimidate people, and you let them know, we're watching you. We're watching you.
Absolutely, and Joyce is not necessarily the only person to talk about that in this documentary. We've got Dr. Rima Labo also. She's, if I'm not mistaken, she graduated from Albert Einstein Medical School. She's a psychiatrist, and she's very familiar with the techniques that were used in the Soviet Union and the techniques that were used in Nazi Germany. And she has a lot to say about the mandatory drugging of American citizens, and namely, we're talking about children here, school-aged children, who are going to be tested because of a program called the New Freedom Commission, and this is, all about mental health screening. We've got to make sure that your children view the world all, in the same way that we do. Otherwise, they're going to be drugged, and their perceptions are going to be altered to our way of thinking. And this is what we're talking about here. When you talk about mandatory mental health screening and drugging of these children, the children could literally be taken away from the parents if the parents refuse to put them on these psychotropic drugs. And, you don't see this reported in the mainstream media. And there's a little bit of talk every once in a while about Prozac or Ritalin, but, the real problem here is that our children are being forcibly drugged, their perceptions are being deliberately and forcibly altered to meet someone else's criteria. That's a problem. Because what if the prevailing forces that are in power, the White House, whatever, let's say that, we get someone in there who's not a Christian, and all of a sudden your Christian viewpoints of the world don't line up with conventional thinking. Well, now who's in the wrong, and who's going to be drugged? Who's going to be mandatorily drugged? And this is where we have the problem, when you have the government stepping in, telling you what you can or cannot think about. That is thought control, and that's a problem.
The average American, I think, finds it very hard to believe that this could ever happen in America, and yet it is happening in America. It's happening in our schools. Our children are being indoctrinated in all sorts of crazy things, and of course many of them are being drugged with Ritalin, and we have millions of children who are getting prescriptions for Ritalin today for ADD or ADHD, and most of that has been brought on by the poison in their minds by the mercury in the vaccines. And they finally recognized it, taken out of most of the childhood vaccines, but don't you worry, we've left it in the vaccines we're going to give those little black children in Africa. Isn't it nice? We're from America, and we want to give you these nice vaccines loaded with thimerosal that is so toxic it's illegal to put it on the skin. But it's all right to put in the vaccines. Go right ahead there.
Well, those people aren't stupid. They do understand what's going on, or at least a very large percentage of them do.
But they round them up to bayonet point and forcibly vaccinate their children.
Well, you hear horror stories about that.
Yeah, I know. But we're from America, and we're here to help you. And believe me, this is why America is hated throughout the world today.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard of people taking, a twig or a stick and putting it into a fire and heating it up and making the end of that very hot, and they press it up against their skin to, permanently burn the scar so that they look like they've been vaccinated. I mean, those are the type of scars that it leaves. Very similar, and it's sad that this is the United States of America who's forcing these people to mutilate their bodies so that they won't be vaccinated with drugs that are going to eventually kill them. That's a problem. I'm not sure what to even talk about at this point. We've covered a good two dozen topics so far, and of course all these are interconnected and explained a little bit better in the documentary how they connect to each other. We're talking about One Nation Under Siege.
Dr. Labo's husband, Major General Stubblefield? I mean, here's a major general. I think that's fascinating.
It's actually his name is Stubblefine.
Stubblefine, okay.
It's okay. He's Major General Albert Stubblefine. He was a 32-year career Army veteran. I mean, he did it all when he was in there. He got to, he was tasked with taking all four branches of the military, their intelligence community, and basically breaking them down and reconstructing them again so that they could communicate better with each other. And this was way before September the 11th. He says, of course, that the intelligence blunders of September the 11th is a lie because he understands the way it works. He designed the system.
Okay, we're going to be back here in just a moment. Our guest today has been William Lewis. The video, One Nation Under Siege. Excellent video, and we'll tell you a little later how to go about it and get it. We'll be back here in just a moment to wrap up today's program here at Radio Liberty. Well, William, we've got 3 minutes to go. How would you like to conclude?
Well, I think I'd like to encourage people to go take a look at TakeBackWashington.com, and that is the quickest way that you can get updates to the documentaries, and the main one we're talking about now, of course, is One Nation Under Siege. There are constantly, something is happening in the mainstream news, whether it's legislation or, whether we're sending 21,000 troops to Iraq and we're going to experiment on them, the latest set of guinea pigs for the Pentagon. Whatever, you can get all your updated information at that particular website. Again, TakeBackWashington.com, and we obviously sell the videos up there. You can go do that, or you can visit Stan's website and get the documentaries there. We definitely encourage you to make copies of these and put them in your computer, burn copies, and give them away to anyone and everyone you care about, because if we don't do something now to educate ourselves and educate our friends and family, then I'm afraid that it's a lost cause. We're losing out. I mean, just to be quite honest with you, we've got to do something very quickly in this country, whether it's a third party candidate in office, whether it is more drastic measures than that. I mean, I would love to be able to hear the opinions of people. Send me your emails and let me know what you think, because we're putting together a documentary on that particular topic of, what do we do? We know the problems. Here they are. So what are we going to do about it? What can we agree that every American citizen can do to resolve this issue that we have with our government? Because it's plainly spelled out in the Declaration of Independence that we have the right to abolish this government and to institute a new government where we don't have to worry about our freedom and our happiness, because, that's basically what the Constitution guarantees you, is freedom and happiness. The freedom to be happy.
All right. Well, thank you very much, William. I really appreciate you being with us, and give my best to Debbie. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Dan.
Good night. God bless. All right. Fine. Well, I guess it's been William Lewis, and he does an excellent job. All three of the DVDs that we carry are very, very professionally done. And, of course, with the first one, which is in plain sight, put out by Dave Van Kleist, well, you get a lot of extra footage there on the second one with Joyce O'Reilly, which is, of course, Beyond Treason, where you'll get all the government documents, over 10,000 pages of government documents. They do not want you to see. They don't want you to know what's going on. And, of course, in the last one, Under Siege, One Nation Under Siege, why you'll have all the extra film footage that was shot, it's a great, certainly a great bargain. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and we do hope that many of you out there in the listening audience will give serious consideration to getting the three DVDs that William has produced. The first one is In Plain Sight, and it's a story of what really happened on 9-1-1. The second one is Beyond Treason. It's a story of depleted uranium. And, of course, I have looked into the scientific material. I will tell you, they were poisoning our soldiers over there. Why do you think that over 80,000 of the veterans who came back from the first Gulf War, young, healthy men 15 years ago, and they're dead today? If you don't believe that, we'll send you the pages from the Veterans Administration report. We tracked it down. It's accurate. 80,000 of the original 695,000 are dead. What are the chances that could have happened just by accident? With a young man of the average probably no more than 20 to 22 years of age. 80,000 dead in 15 years out of the 695,000 were poisoning our men. Who would be wicked enough to do something like that? Well, because you listen to our programs and read our book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you'll understand what's really going on. And then finally, the video, it's entitled One Nation Under Siege, and that's the one that I'm in, and along with Jim Mars and Joan Vian and Charlotte Isabey and Dave Van Cleis and Joyce Riley and so many of the people you hear here on Radio Liberty on a regular basis. So we'd appreciate if you'd like to know more about it, or you'd like to get a copy of One Nation Under Siege, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. I would also like to mention that we're going to have to make new copies of my DVD. It's entitled The Brotherhood of Darkness, and about a year ago, why we put on an offer, and we raised the funds to make up 1,000 of them, so we're going to make the same offer again. If you'd like 25 copies of the DVD, Brotherhood of Darkness, and they'll all be nicely packaged when you get them, why, for $99, you can get 25 copies of the DVD, or nearly as $19.95, and then, of course, we want you to go ahead, give them away, or lend them. I'd rather you lent them to people and then got them back again. That way they have an obligation to watch it. But we want to introduce them to the idea that we're involved in the spiritual battle being played on a political and ideological battlefield. So if you'd like to put your order in now, and of course you won't be billed until we actually start production, it's entitled Brotherhood of Darkness. You'll get 25 copies for $99 plus shipping. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we hope you want to get some of the other items we carry that will really help you to better understand what's going on. You need to get our 4 tape set on the Military Commissions Act. You need to get our 4 tape set on concentration camps. And then, of course, if you doubt that they're planning to actually go after people in the United States, you go up on the internet and Google in Japanese concentration camps, $38 million. Or Halliburton, $385 million detention camps. And then, of course, if you'll find out we're telling you is true. If you would like to get our DVDs or VHS renditions of the amazing clips, or America Behind Barbed Wire, or better still, our concentration camp special, which will give you all of the information, you can help us reach other people. There are so many people who think, well, no, I'm a Christian. I'm never going to have to suffer. God would never allow that. And I would say, why not? Men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. And we have an obligation to be involved in this truly spiritual battle for the souls of men. and the survival of Western civilization. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Please pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for our leaders and our ministers, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
Information Radio Network, I'm John Russell. Correspondent Ryan Lenz has been embedded with U.S. soldiers in Iraq, and he reports the troops have been conducting searches for weapons in Baghdad.
They're going from house to house, door to door, coming in, looking through, trying to find any indication of what's causing the violence in Baghdad.
President Bush has been looking at fuel-saving cars as he promotes his plan to cut U.S. fuel consumption. With more, here's correspondent Mark Smith reporting from the White House.
After meeting with top scientists, the president posed for pictures outside the White House with a pair of battery-powered vehicles, one a hybrid car available now, the other an all-electric truck that debuts this spring.